我们来一起来看几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's please read a few passages.
头一次我们看创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章第八节第九节。
First, we will read Genesis 2, verse 8 and 9.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
Genesis 2, verse 8. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. There he put the man whom he had formed.
耶和华神使各样树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。”
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden, you may freely eat."
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
再读第三章
Chapter
3, 第一节到第五节
Verse 1 to 5,
或是第一节到第六节
Instead verse 1 to 6，
耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”
Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?"
女人对蛇说：“园中树上的果子我们可以吃。”
And the woman said to the serpent.We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden.
唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, "You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die."
蛇对女人说：“你们不一定死。”
Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die."
因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
第六节，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子吃了。
Verse 6, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
我们再翻到13章
Chapter 13,
第八节到十五节
Verse 8 to 15.
亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。”
So Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brethren."
遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left.
罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔都是滋润的。那地在耶和华为灭索多玛、俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的园子，也像埃及地。
And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar.
于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。
Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other.
在这里讲到说，罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原。
Here the verse says, Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan.
他 举目看完以后呢，第十节就告诉我们说他在那里做个选择。
And after he finished looking, in verse 11 tells us there he made a choice.
于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原。
That Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城里，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛在耶和华面前罪大恶极。
Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. But the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord.
罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。”
And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him.Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever.
我们看见在这里，亚伯拉罕他也是举目在那边看。
And here we also see that Abram also lifted his eyes and beheld.
但是是主是神先对他说话以后，亚伯兰才开始的观看。
But it is God first spoke to Abram, and then Abram looked around.
再翻到新约希伯来书十一章。
Now in New Testament Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章二十四节、二十五节。
Verse 24 to 26.
摩西因着信长大，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他看为基督受了凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他所想望，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
二十五节说。他宁可，宁可呢？这个英文很清楚，是说他拣选。
In verse 25, the English Bible says it explicitly that Moses chose.
他拣选和神的百姓同受苦害。
Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God.
我们看见摩西在这里也有一个拣选。
Here we see Moses also made a choice.
好，请我们低头要怎么搞
？Your head bow, please. Let's have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你，你又召集我们一同聚在你的名的底下。
Lord, we thank you that once again you have called us to be gathered in your name.
那每次一同聚在你跟前的时候，让我们的心真是愿意来寻求你的面。
So every time as we are gathered at your feet, give us this heart to seek your face.
好，像我们在这里。也能够听见你的话
so that here we could hear your word.
当我们在寻求你的面的时候，你真是让我们寻得见。
As we're seeking your face, Lord, grant us to be able to see it.
当我们在这里听你的话的时候，你的话真是能进到我们心中。
As we're hearing, let your word enter into our hearts.
好像你的话在我们身上就能做成你的工作。
So that your word will accomplish your work in us.
早晨这点时间，我们一同仰望在主的手中。
Lord, this morning we just commit this short period of time into your hand.
你恩待每一个来到你面前属乎你的人。
Be gracious to each one who comes before you and belongs to you.
或是我们仍然在寻求你的人，你也是在向我们显明。
Or reveal yourself to us who are still seeking you.
好像我们在这里真正能看见你所要让我们所拣选的道路。
So here we could really see the very path you want us to choose.
好像我们知道如何生活在你面前。
That we would know how to live before you.
好像我们所经过道路在你面前能蒙受你的纪念。
So that every path we trod on will be remembered by you.
你恩待我们。
May you be gracious to us.
我们把荣耀赞美再献给你，听我们祷告。
We just give all the glory and thanksgiving to you for hearing us.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我最近觉得时间好像是过得非常快。
Recently, I really feel that time is flying.
我们看2011年呢，又进到二月份了。
Now we see the 2011 has entered into the second month.
我们三次过，这个时间快速的经过，乃是说到人生在地上是何等的短暂。
Last time we mentioned that as the time swiftly passes through, telling us that how short this life is in this world.
一转眼就过去了。
In a moment, everything is over.
刚刚过了，这是中国的农历年。
And we just had our Chinese New Year.
是我们中国人所称的一个兔年。
And this is a year of a rabbit, as we call it.
我就是属兔的。
And I am of this zodiac.
我想大家可以猜想我到今年多大年纪。
So I guess you could figure out how old I am.
我这个年纪在以前在台湾很多人看见的时候就说老贝贝你好。
And with my age, if I were in Taiwan, people would address me as Opa, how are you?
So we
see that time truly passes by so swiftly. On the one hand, it allows us to see the brevity of time.
这个世界已经靠近了末了时候了。
On the other hand, it shows that this world has come to its end.
主的日子就将快来到。
And the day of the Lord is coming quickly.
所以让我们实在深深感觉，我们应该爱惜我们光阴。
So we truly feel that we really have to make the most of our time.
存一个敬畏等候主来的一个心
with this heart of fear waiting for the Lord's coming
因为当主来的时候是我们身体得赎的日子
because the day of the Lord is the time when our body will be redeemed
那一天我们身体要改变和主荣耀身体相似
our body will be redeemed in conformity to the body of his glorious one
我想这是我们一个荣耀的盼望
and this is our glorious hope
因此这个盼望让我们愿意在地上过一个分别为圣的生活
And because of this hope, we're willing to lead a life set apart unto holiness.
我们不愿随着今世的风俗在那过我们地上的年纪。
We do not want to live a life according to the course of this world.
我们愿意照神的旨意度地上的年纪。
Rather, we want to live a life according to God's will.
所以我们今天活在地上，我们在看见人可以在那拣选他所要过的生活方式。
Today, as we live on earth, we do have a choice as to the way, the manner of our life.
我们也常常知道，在我们生活上有面对许多人事物，我们需要在那里做一个拣选。
And as we encounter so many people, things, matters of this world, we do need to make a choice.
当我们在做一个拣选的时候，我们盼望所拣选的所带一个结果，对我们是有益处的。
At the point of making a choice, we want our choice to be beneficial, helpful to us.
我们盼望所拣选是带给我们一个祝福
，and we hope our choice would bring blessing to us.
但是我们常知道，我们在做许多拣选的时候
，but often as we make our choices,
所带来的结果不一定是我们所期待那个结果。
The outcome of our choice may not be the one we have been expecting.
因为许多事物是不确定的
，because so many things are so uncertain.
但是当我们回到圣经来看拣选这件事情的时候
But as we come to the Bible to consider this matter of choosing
当神要人在那边做一个拣选的时候
When God wants man to make a choice
圣经很清楚让我们看见拣选也不同的拣选也很确定的不同的结果
The Bible explicitly shows us that with different choices then would come different outcomes
不会拣选当你在做拣选的时候不会那个结果会和我们所期待的是一个不好不相反的一个结果出来
When you make a choice sometimes the outcome of your choice is so opposite from the expectation of your original choice
神让人看见当你在做一些拣选的时候神让人看见不同的拣选有那不同确定的结果出来是很肯定的
And God somehow shows us as you're choosing with different choices, there would come some definite variety of the outcome of your choice.
当我们回到圣经看见人类第一次再来做一个拣选的时候
So when we come back to the Bible as we consider the very first time when man made his choice.
乃是在两棵树之间做一个拣选
This is a choice between two trees.
就是生命树和分别三个树上这两棵树
The choice between the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
当人受造以后，神把人安置在伊甸园的里面。
After man is formed, God placed him in the Garden of Eden.
神也使地里各样的树，各样树从地里长出来。
And also God caused trees spring up from the ground.
可以悦人的渴慕，悦人的
眼目。Pleasant to the sight.
其上的果子可以。好做食物
and its fruits were good for for flesh.
但是在这个园子里面，圣经特别提到有两棵树，生命树和分别善恶树。
However, in this Garden of Eden, God especially mentioned two trees: tree of the life and tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
很显然，圣经提到这两棵树是很明显的。
Apparently, as the Bible mentions, these two trees.
因为它是在树园中，所以特别吸引人的注意。
It's very clear that these two trees were placed in the middle of the garden, so it's really eye-catching.
神把这两棵树好像摆在人的面前。
As though God simply placed these two trees before the sight of man.
神在这里好像有一个意思，要人来拣选。生命树上的果子吃。
It seems that God had this intent in His mind that choose from the fruits of these trees.
因为他后面说，园中各样树上果子，你都可以随意吃。
Because the Bible says of all the trees up in the garden, man could freely choose to eat.
只是分别三个树上果子，你不可吃。
Except the tree of life, whose fruit man shall not eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because in the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
神在这里要人来拣选生命树上的果子来吃。
So obviously, God intended man to choose the fruit from the tree of life.
神不要人吃分别三个树上的果子。
He did not want man to eat of the fruit of the tree of the good the knowledge of good and evil.
并且也清楚地告诉人说，你吃的日子必定死。
Clearly, he said to man, "In the day you eat of it, you shall surely die."
但是到第三章，我们看见因着撒旦借着蛇在那里引诱人。
But here in chapter 3, we read that Satan tempted man through the serpent.
在那里对人对那个女人说，你吃的不一定死。
He said to the woman, "You will not surely die."
并且你吃了以后，便能够如神知道善恶。
And after you eat it, you will be just like God, knowing good and evil.
我们看见在那天，不仅这个女人吃的，亚当也吃了。
So in that day, not only did Eve eat it, but also Adam.
人犯罪，人堕落了。
Therefore, man sinned and man fell.
人死了。
Man died.
人不仅在那与神隔绝，因着灵死了。
Not only is man separated from God because of the death of his spirit.
人的身体有一天也死了。
But also his body would die one day.
结果人就成为个死在过患罪恶当中的人。
Therefore, man become the one who dies in sin and trespasses.
所带来的结果就是神的审判，神的咒诅。
The result of all this.Has ushered in God's judgment and God's curse.
因为人在那里没有拣选神，愿意人盼望人所拣选的生命树上的果子来吃。
Because there, men did not eat and did not choose and eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
因为这棵树上的果子代表神的生命。
Because this fruit of the tree of life represents God's life.
叫人吃了以后就得到神的生命。
When men eat of it, men shall receive God's life.
但是我们看见人在那一次错误的拣选的里面。
However, in that wrong decision,
所带来的结果就是死亡。
Man made the wrong choice, and the outcome of this choice is death.
这是人类第一次的一个拣选。
This is man's first choice.
乃是在两棵树当中做一个拣选。
Which is to make a decision between two trees.
而这个拣选就成为以后人类所有各样事物当中做拣选的一个原则。
And this very choice has turned into the very principle upon which men made all kinds of decisions. So today as we live on earth, we need to make various choices. Regardless what kind of choices you might make, it's always under the same principle. Because these two trees represent two principles and two paths.
做一个拣选的时候，他根据是什么呢？
As one makes his own choice, what is the base upon which he makes the decision?
头一个就是根据神的话来做拣选。First,
it should be according to God's word.
或是照着神的旨意再来做拣选。Or
to put it another way is to choose according to God's will.
这个拣选的结果就是带来生命。
And the outcome of this kind of choice brings in life. Its end is to enjoy the abundant provision from God. The second base of making a choice is based upon the word of Satan. According to the prince, the ruler of this world. That is to make a choice according to the standard of this world. According to the notion, viewpoint of this world. According to man's thoughts, man's opinions. And the outcome of this kind of choice is death. The end of this kind of choice is simply falling into sorrow, labor, and anguish. And its outcome would be, would not bring you rest or peace. So we see the outcomes of these two kinds of choices are definite.
神在那里让人没有一点犹豫。
And there should be no hesitation as to what to choose.
神很清楚告诉人，你做这个拣选的时候带来什么结果？你做那个拣选的时候会带来另外一种结果。
God has expressly told us with this kind of choice, then the outcome would be like this. With other kind of choice, the outcome would be that, the other one.
我们看见圣经开始的时候，让我们看见人在那里做一个拣选。
So in the very beginning, the Bible shows us that man was making a choice.
我们看见那个拣选所带来的结果，这个影响一直到今天。
And the very impact of that outcome of that particular choice has continued until today.
那个拣选影响到整个人今天生活的方式，生活的内容。
It has affected the way we live and also the contents of our living.
这个拣选影响到整个人类的命运结局。
It also has impacted on man's fate.
我们今天常告诉一些福音朋友说，人都有自由意志的拣选。
Today we often tell gospel friends that man does have the free will to choose.
你可以拣选相信神，可以拣选不相信神。
You could choose either to believe in God or not.
神不勉强人，神更不会强迫人。
God will not compel you nor force you.
神没有，神真的不强迫人一定要来相信来接受他。
God is never forcing man to believe in him.
这是神的一个伟大，神的度量实在是非常大。
This is the tremendous measure of God's greatness.
神不像我们这些人。
He's not like man.
我想我们做父母都知道，我们有管教儿女的一些经验。
As parents, we all know we have accumulated some experiences.
我们常常要父母小孩子照我们意思，照我们的话做一些事情。
So we often command them to do things according to our ways, our thoughts.
但是我们小孩子常常他不愿照我们的话，他照他自己意思去做一些事情。
But our children would rather not do things according to our thoughts, but according to their own.
我们就非常生气。
Then we become very furious.
我们最后就说我是爸爸。
And in the end, we would say, I am your father.
是我养你的, 你就要照我的话来。
I bring you up, listen to me.
但是我们神不像我们人。
But God is not like man.
人是神所创造的。
Man is created by God.
并且神也把所有人所需要的当然预备好，让人来享受。
And God has prepared everything man ever needs for them to enjoy.
但是当人 当神在那要人的做一个拣选的时候，神没有强迫人，没有勉强人一定要照他的话来做拣选。When
God lets man make a choice, at that point, He does not force you, compare you to do according to his will.
因为神不是造一个机器人。
Because God is not making robots.
一个命令一个动作。
One command, one action.
我想在台湾当过兵的弟兄们都知道。
I suppose all the brothers who were enlisted in military service in Taiwan would understand this.
军中所讲的就是绝对的顺从。
In the military, what they require is absolute obedience.
班长说，一个命令就是一个动作。
If the leader of the troop says one command and you do the action accordingly.
感谢神，我们神造不是一个机器人。
We thank God, God has not created us as robots.
神所造的乃是一个活生生的人。
We are living beings.
他给人有一个自由意志来做拣选。
He has given us this free will to choose.
但是他也要让人知道。
But also he has made known to us.
你的不同的拣选会带来一个不同的结果。
That different choices would bring in different outcomes.
当人塑造的时候，神给人极大的权柄和能力。
When men were first created, God had given man such a great power and dominion.
人可以在那里治理全地。
Man could rule all over all the world.
人在那里可以管理神所造一切的活物。
There, man could subdue and keep in charge all the created beings.
但是神要借拣选这件事情。
However, through choice, this very matter.
要人明白一件事情。
God wants man to understand one thing.
他有那么大的权柄能力，可以治理地，可以管理万物。
Even though man with such great dominion and power to rule over the world, to subdue everything,
但是他仍然需要服在神话语的权柄底下。
Still, man needs to be subjected under the word of God.
若是人听从神的话，
If man listen to God's word,
我们可以说他是在一神之下，他在万物之上。
We could say this man is under one God and above all other things.
我们看见这是何等尊贵、何等荣耀的一个人。
And then we would see what a noble, glorious man this is.
他在那里可以享受神一切的所造之物。
There he could enjoy everything that God had created.
这是神起初造人的一个心意。
And this is the original purpose of God when he made man.
但是很可惜，我们看见人第一次做拣选的时候。
But it's quite a shame as we see when man first made his first choice.
他做一个错误的拣选。
He made a wrong selection.
他没有听从神的话。
He did not listen to the word of God.
结果所带来一个结果就是落在劳苦担重担的里面。
So the outcome would be he was under such labor and sorrow.
他没有真正的安息，也没有真正的满足。
Without any true satisfaction and peace.
人在那可以努力的殷勤的工作，但是只能糊口而已。
There, a man could diligently, arduously work, but all he could have is simply to eat bread.
这就是今天人的一个光景。
And this is exactly today's man's condition.
正如先知阿摩斯所说的话。
Just as Amos said.
人饥饿并非无饼吃。
Men were hungry not because of a lack of bread.
人干渴并非无水喝。
And men were thirsty not because of the lack of water.
因为不听从耶和华的话。
Because they did not listen to the word of the Lord.
我想这就是今天人生活整个的一个情形写照。
And I believe this is the true description of man's living today.
人起初在那做拣选的时候，没有听从神的话，没有按照神的心意在那个做一个准确的拣选。
That is when man made his first choice. He did not listen to God's word, heeding his word, so to make a right choice.
所以，同样，今天我们在地上需要做许多不同的拣选。
Likewise, today we also have to make so many different choices in this world.
但是，神要让我们知道一件事情。
However, God wants us to understand one thing.
神要让我们知道你所做的拣选。不同的拣选有一个不同的结果出来。
That with different choices, different outcomes.
神盼望我们的拣选所带来是一个好的一个结果。
And God hopes that our choice would bring in good outcomes.
可以让带来给我们真正的一个祝福。
To bring us its true blessings.
可以带给我们真正的一个属灵的益处。
To bring us this true spiritual benefit.
但是很可惜，我们在许多思维拣选当中，我们常常。
But it's quite a shame that among all the worldly choices, we often make wrong decisions.
在我们生活许多上面遭遇了许多的难处。
so that in our living we have encountered so many hardships.
叫神的恩典祝福好像不太容易临到我们的身
上。Even God's blessings could not come to us so easily.
我们看圣经里面许多人物。
As we consider so many biblical figures in the Bible.
我们大家知道亚伯拉罕就是亚伯兰。和他侄儿罗德的故事。
We just read a story about Abraham, that's Abraham and his nephew Lot.
亚伯兰当他还在加勒底乌尔说神荣耀神像显现呼召他离开他所住的地方。
Abraham, while he was still in Ur in Chaldean, the glorious God called him to leave that place.
亚伯兰听从神话就往神所应许的迦南地而去。
Therefore, Abraham listened to God's word and went to the promised land.
他还带着他侄儿罗德一同出来。
He took along his nephew Lot.
圣经也告诉我们说，罗德他是一个义人，就是说他也是一个得救的人。
And as the Bible teaches that Lot is also a righteous man, so we could say that he is a saved person.
虽然荣耀神没有向他显现
，although the glorious God did not reveal himself to him，
但他应
跟
着他叔叔亚伯兰一同出那个加勒底的乌尔。
But he went together with his uncle Abraham.From that Chaldean land, Ur.
他不愿留在那个乌尔，那个是拜偶像的一个地方。
He did not want to stay in Ur anymore because that's a place that worshipped idols.
他不愿在那个侍奉假神的底下过生活。
Nor did he want to live a life worshipping false gods.
所以就一方面来说，他的确是离开他所住之地，往神所应许的迦南地而去的一个蒙恩得救的一个人。
So on the one hand, Lot was the one who was saved by grace, and he went to the land of promise, Canaan.
就像今天好像许多人，他好像对救恩不是那么挺清楚的。
Just like today, so many people, although they're not that sure of salvation,
但他看见周围许多他的朋友、许多基督徒，他们就相信接受了。
But as he looked around, so many of his friends believing in Jesus and accepted him.
他也愿意相信，他们也跟着他们来信耶稣。
So they also want to believe in Jesus just like their friends.
也愿意跟着他们一起走这条基督徒的道路。
They also want to walk in the same way Christians walk in.
虽然好像他是跟着人家来信的。
Although it seems that they believe because simply following others.
神也实在是怜悯他，恩待了他。
However, God also is gracious and
神也是拯救了他。
And blesses him and saves him.
就像罗德一样，他跟着叔叔亚伯兰的确是出了加勒底的乌尔。
So this is very much like Lot, just like his uncle. He also left Ur.
但是我们看见他们两个生活情形是不一样的。
However, we see their the way they live their life were so dramatically different.
我们看亚伯兰在那里筑坛。
Here we see Abraham would build altars,
在那里求告耶和华的名,
call on the name of the Lord.
在那里敬拜, 在那里侍奉神。
There he worshipped and served his God.
在那里一神有交通, 有连结。
There he was united with his God and have fellowship with him.
在那里过一个属灵的生活。
There he led a spiritual life.
但是我们看见罗德没有这样的表现。
Now, as we look at Lot, he never manifested any of these.
所以到了有一天，因着这两个人，他们牲畜非常多，财物也是非常多。
So it comes to this day that when all of them had so much, so many livestock, so much gold and silver possessions.
所以他们两个牧人就在那边争吵。
So their herdsmen went into.
因为那个地不容不下他们那么多人住在那里。
Strive arguing with each other because the land could not sustain them all.
当他们在那争吵的时候，亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争。”
As the, they were arguing, and Abraham said, "Let there be no strife between you and me."
你的牧人和我牧人也不可相争。
Nor should be any strife between your herdsmen and mine.
因为我们是兄弟。
Because we are brethren.Flesh and, we are
亚伯兰就对罗德说：“遍地都在你的前面。”
So Abraham said to Lot, "See, all the land is before you."
你可以向左，我就向右。
If you go to the left, I'll go to the right.
你向右，我就向左。
If you go to the right, I'll go to the left.
你可以来拣选你所要的。
You could choose wherever you want to go.
我们看见亚伯兰让罗德在那有一个优先权来做选择。
So there, Abraham gave Lot to have the first choice.
罗德就在那举目，他就看观看。
Therefore, Lot looked up and he just examined the whole land.
他就看见约旦河全平原。
And he saw the whole valley or plain of the Jordan. It's watered.
就是非常肥沃。
It's very fertile.
像好像是那个又如耶和华的园子。
Just like the garden of the Lord.
又好像是埃及。
Also, it looked like Egypt.
我们知道埃及是代表那个世界的丰富。
We know Egypt represents all the riches of this world.
因为在第三章我们看见，当迦南地有饥荒的时候，埃及没有饥荒，埃及还有丰富的粮食，所以亚伯兰就下到埃及去。
In chapter 12, we see, 13, we see that when Canaan had this famine, Egypt did not. So Abraham went down to Egypt.
到了雅各的时候，迦南地又是到了饥荒。
And in the days of Jacob, land of Canaan also suffered famine.
埃及却有很多粮食。
But instead, Egypt had so much food.
所以雅各就差他儿子到埃及去买粮食。
Therefore, Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to buy food.
所以我们看见罗德在那所拣选实在是个丰富之地。
So there we see Lot actually chose a very abundant land.
那么一块肥美的地方。
Such a fertile piece of land.
所以他看见的时候，他就拣选那个约旦河全平原。
Therefore, upon seeing all this, he chose the plain of the Jordan.
我想罗德实在有一个非常好的眼光。
I would say that Lot truly had a very good insight.
他知道哪一块地是最好的、最上算的。
Because he knew which land is the most, the best, the most advantageous to him.
所以他就拣选那一块地。
Therefore, he chose that land.
当他拣选完以后呢，圣经告诉我们说，他就慢慢的往东移，渐渐的往东移。最后他就住在索多玛。
After he made that choice, the Bible says he journeyed gradually toward the east and eventually lived in the city of Sodom.
这个索多玛是什么地方呢？
And what is this place called Sodom?
圣经告诉我们说那是个罪恶极大的一个城市。
And the Bible teaches that that's a place, in which there is exceeding wickedness.
所以到十九章，我们就看见神在那就审判索多玛、俄摩拉。
And there in chapter 19, we see that God judged Sodom and Gomorrah.
神从天上降下硫磺火，把那个城完全烧毁掉。
God sent down brimstone and fire from heaven and fully devoured the city.
我们看见罗德他一切所有的归无有了。
And we see everything Lot once had became nothing.
若不是神的怜悯。天使把他拉出来。
Had it not been God's mercy through angels to grab a Lot out of that place,
他起先还不太愿意走，还是延迟。
At the beginning, Lot did not want to go. He lingered.
是天使抓住他的手，赶快把他拉出来。
It is the angels who took him by his hands to let him out.
不然他也是在那个毁灭的当中。
Otherwise, Lot would be counted as those who are devoured by fire.
但是我们看见这个人最后结局是怎么样的
？But let's consider the outcome of Lot.
他一切原来所拣选那一切完全被毁灭掉了。
Everything he chose was destroyed.
虽然这个人生命被保住了
，although his life was preserved.
但是就如圣经所说，他不过是仅仅得救而已。
But as the Bible teaches, he is the man who.Was merely saved.
这个人在人眼光当中似乎好像他是成功的。
Now in man's sight, a lot seemed to be a successful person.
好像他是兴旺的。
As though he was prospering.
因为他在那拣选实在是一块好的土地。
Because he chose that good land.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见他在那拣选圣经说，又如耶和华园子。
And the Bible says that land is just like the garden of Eden, of the Lord.
我想耶和华园子应该是神所要应许赐给人的一个好的园子地方。
The garden of the Lord should be a wonderful place that God wants to give man.
但是底下又说也像埃及地。
And the Bible continues to say it's like the Egypt.
好像似乎有点矛盾。
As though we see contradiction here.
这就强。常常讲到神儿女这个光景。
This often speaks to the very condition of God's children.
他当做拣选的时候，他以为这是神所要赐给他的。
That is, as God's children are making decisions, thinking this is something from God.
他凭他自己眼光，凭他自己的一个智慧做个判断。
According to his own wisdom, according to his own view.He made a judgment.
好像他得了许多非常丰富，是神赐福给他所得着的。
As though he's gaining so much abundance, and this is from God given to him.
但是结果却是像埃及地。
But in the end, what he chooses is just like the land of Egypt. Ultimately, what he tries to gain has come to nothing. And we will elaborate more later on last choice, why he made it. But let's consider Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham lived in Canaan. That's to say, he took his stand in the rightful place. He never departs from the place where God told him to go. And because he took his stand on the right place, there God spoke to him. There God commanded him to lift up his eyes and look. Look northward, southward, eastward, and westward. Everything you see, I will give to your descendants.
所以我们看亚伯兰他就举目，他就在那观看。
Therefore, Abraham lifted up his eyes and beheld.
我们看到亚伯兰他的观看是根据神的话。
But here we see that Abraham's looking is based on God's word.
根据神的心意来看。
To God's purpose, His will
to look.
That's to say, He made His choice according to God's will. And God says, whatever you see, I will give it to you forever. And we see that Abraham's choice lasts forever. And of course, this is a type. Because God wants him to see is the eternal blessing he's to inherit. Why is it when these two people, both of them, left the land of
Ur?
Why is that as these two men were granted grace, were saved, righteous men? Why is it that their final outcomes are so starkly different? They all made their choice. But we see Lot made his choice based on his own wisdom, his viewpoint. And this brings us back to the principle of the two trees. Lot did not make his choice according to the first principle. Instead, he made his choice according to the second one, that is based upon Satan, a devil of this world. He made the choice according to the insight of this world man. And we see so many successful people on earth. Yes, they do have this worldly insight and this worldly tenacity. And the outcome of their choices seem to be all the abundance they could enjoy. And they made their choices according to this world's standard and the world's view. So we would say they seem to be the man above everybody else. More successful than others. But what are their final outcomes? Never did they think of their final outcomes either. Their final outcome is nothing. When one day God's judgment comes, the Bible teaches that the world and its lust will pass away. Only he who does the will of God abides. And this is the choice that Abraham made on that day. Because he was not looking according to his own insight. But they are God's boat.
神在那有了吩咐。
Their God had a command.
然后他就照着神的吩咐去观看。
And then according to God's command,
这观看所带的结果就是存到永远。
And the outcome of his looking endures forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在地上做一些拣选的时候
，So brothers and sisters, as we make different choices,
我们仍然是脱不离不了这两个原则。
We will never be able to depart from these two principles.
我们现在在生活上需要做许多不同的拣选。
In our life, we need to make various different kinds of choice.
到底我们今天拣选这个还是拣选这个
？Whether we choose this one or the other.
我们到底怎么根据呢
？Based upon what?
为什么亚伯兰跟罗德有这么大一个差别
？Why is there such a different outcome?Of Abraham and Lot's choice.
为什么他们拣选的结果会有这么大不同呢
？Why is there such a stark difference regarding their decisions？
这个就说到亚伯兰他生活情形和亚罗德是不一样。
It tells us that Abraham's living is so different from Lot.
因为亚伯兰常常来到神面前。
Because Abraham often came before God.
他在那里坦然面前求告神，在那亲近神。
At the altar, he drew near to God and called on his name.
在那寻求神的心意。
There he sought God's will.
他在与神有美好的交通。
There he had such a wonderful fellowship with him.
所以当有一天他要做一个生活上有一些拣选的时候。
So on that particular day, he had to make a decision.
神会指出他该走的道路。
God would show him the right way.
神要指出他该拣选的道路。
God would show him the right path for him to choose.
因为亚伯兰在那里明白神的心。
Because there Abraham understood God's will. And he knew what is that God wanted him to choose. He also knew that his choice would last forever.
So Abraham 在那里他就能够照着神的心意在那做一个拣选。
It is in such a way that Abraham made a decision according to God's way.
但是我们看见罗德他就不一样。
However,as we consider
Lot,
he's so different because in his living he had nothing to do with God. So naturally he would not understand God's will. Never did he come before God to draw near before him to seek his faith, to understand his will. So one day as he had to make a choice,He could only make the choice according to his own experience. By his own wisdom and intelligence. Based upon the worldly standards and insight he made the choice. But as though he made the right choice and he gained what he wanted. As though his choice did bring him much abundance. But until one day, when the judge came, that just like what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, one day when the fiery judgment came upon them, everything was devoured. Everything became nothing. So, brothers and sisters, today, as we encounter all kinds of choices in our daily living, if we could be like Abraham, coming to a God, often seek after him, being drawn near to him and study the Bible and pray before him, there,we could actually touch upon God's will. So one day when we have to make a choice, very readily God would show you the right path to take. Because he wants to lead us in the right way, in a righteous way. In this very way which he has chosen for us.
用什么当我们做这样的拣选的时候自然而然我们在那就合乎神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, when we make a choice in such a way, very naturally that our choice would be done according to his will.
当我们在做拣选的时候自然而然所带给我们的是那个永远的祝福。
And very readily the outcome of our choice would be this everlasting blessing.
因为当我们在做拣选的时候神的旨意就 就能够成全在我们身上。
And as we make our choice, God's will be done in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么常说我们需要常常花时间停留在神面前？
So brothers and sisters, this is why we often say we need to take time. To linger before God.
我们需要常常在那读主的话语。
We need to often study His Word.
因为这会影响到我们在生活上每一个层面。
Because all these will affect every dimension of our life.
当我们在生活上遇到许多问题的时候，我们该到底该向左向右。
As we encounter so many different kinds of problems, whether we should take the right or take the left.
当我们在那好像犹豫不决，不知道该怎么样往前走的时候
，When we are hesitating, not knowing how to move, go on，
并且平常跟神有一个联合，有一个连结。
But because of this, daily union, fellowship with Him，
当我们在一个做拣选的时候，圣灵在里面会帮助我们。
So very readily, as we are making a choice, the Holy Spirit will help us。
圣灵在里面给我们引导。
The Holy Spirit will lead us in us。
圣诗篇有句话说，神只是那些以他亲近的人。
Just as in Psalm, it says that God will show Himself to them who fear Him。
亲近的人。
Who are intimate with Him.
只有一个人和神亲密，神才会指示他该走的道路。
Only when a person is intimate with God, then God will show him the right way.
所以有时候我们有这样的属灵的生活。
So brothers and sisters, if we do not have this kind of spiritual life,
当我有一天我们领到一个做一个拣选的时候。
On that very day that we have to make a choice,
我们只能照罗德的方式来做。
We could only follow Lot's pattern.
我们只能凭我们现在的眼光来做决定。
We could only make decisions according to our own insight.
圣经也让我很清楚地看见。
However, God, the Bible also teaches so clearly.
这个拣选所带的结果是非常可怜的。
That kind of choice would bring a miserable outcome.
只有当一个人常活在主的面前。
Only when a person truly lives before God.
感谢主，当我们面临到了生活上有一些选择的时候。
Then could it be possible that when we face all kinds of decisions,
神会给我们一个正确的选择。
We thank God that He would give us the right decision.
神会给我们属灵的智慧来做一个准确的判断。
He would grant us the spiritual wisdom to make a right judgment.
并且这个判断，这个拣选是合乎他心意的。
And this judgment and this choice would be pleasing to him.
这所带来的结果就是带给我们属灵的祝福。
And its outcome would be the spiritual bliss.
这个所带来的结果就是叫我们得生命。
Its end would give us new life.
那就是第一棵树的原则。
And this is based upon the first principle of the tree of life.
所以，当我们做拣选的时候，到底那个拣选带给我们这个生命呢，还是带给我们这个死亡？
So brothers and sisters, as we make decisions, choices, the outcome is gonna bring us, is it life or death?
不是事情可做不可做的问题。
It's not a matter of whether you could do this thing or not.
不是这个地方可以去不可以去的问题。
It's the matter of whether you could go to this place or not.
乃是我们做了那件事，乃是我们到那个地方的时候。
It is.When we make that decision, when we've done that matter,
是带给我们属灵生命上的供应呢?
Does this bring us the spiritual provision?
还是带给我们属灵上的一个下沉?
Or spiritual lowliness?
或是更是带给我们属灵上的死亡?
Or to say to bring us the spiritual death?
当我们在做拣选的时候，是带给我们属灵生命上的造就呢?
Does this bring us the spiritual edification?
还是叫我们属灵生命受了亏损?
Or does it make our spiritual life suffer?
用什么？这实在需要神怜悯我们。
Brothers and sisters, we truly need God to command His mercy to us.
常常我们不知道该做怎样的拣选。
Because often we do not know.What to make a choice.
但是神却让我们知道，只要我们常常来到神面前。
However, the Bible teaches that as long as we often come before Him,
让常常跟神有一个亲密的交通来往。
As long as we have this intimate fellowship and union with Him,
当有一天我们面临到一个拣选的时候
，On that day when we have to make a selection,
我们就不需要担心。
We don't have to be worried.
我们不需要顾虑。
We don't have to have any misgivings.
我们相信神在那会指引我们该走的道路。
Because we know God will show us the right way to take.
因为我们知道在那里愿意来照着他的旨意来行。
Because right there, we are willing to do His will. There, we want to please Him. And this is the difference between Lot and Abraham. Let's consider Moses. Likewise, Moses in his life also encountered such a tremendous choice.
我们知道摩西他很小的时候是被法老女儿收养
We know Moses was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter when he was young. He was learning in all the Egyptians wisdom and knowledge. And his words and his acts were mighty. Until one day he grew up. He had to come to this threshold in his life. He had to make a big choice here. Whether he continued to stay in the palace of Egypt. If he continued to stay in Egypt's palace, one day he would become a pharaoh. And if he stayed in Egypt's a palace, he could enjoy all the glory, honor, and riches. And once he was enthroned, he could use all his intelligence, wisdom, and to rule all the kingdom of Egypt, which is the greatest one in those days. And this is a choice. Or he could choose to leave this Egyptian palace to suffer affliction with God's people. Because in those days, Israelites were slaves, were put into hard labor under
Egyptians.
Therefore, Moses was making this monumental choice in his life. First choice would be continue to stay in Egypt's palace, enjoying everything man would ever seek after, honor, power, riches.
摩西他不需要追求,
However, we know that Moses did not have to seek after all these because all these belonged to him already. He had gained everything. As opposed to others who probably made such an effort to pursue after it. However, Moses did not need to do so. Because all these had already been given to him. But at this moment, was Moses willing to give it all? To leave Egyptians at a palace and to stand together with God's people? Here, Moses was chosen two different ways of living. Two different contexts of ways of living. So to Moses, this was extremely trying. Whether he should enjoy all the blessings in the palace or to join the afflictions of God's people. To anyone who has reasoning, has a certain degree of intelligence, he will definitely choose to continue to live in the palace. If he does not choose to live in Egypt's palace, people would think, is there something wrong with the person? Is he crazy? Brothers and sisters, this is Moses' extremely great trial. But we thank God that on that day, Moses chose to suffer the afflictions of God's people. He chose to forego all the riches and abundance in Egypt. He chose to suffer afflictions with God's people. Although this kind of choice did cause Moses to suffer loss in his flesh. However, Moses made this choice for the sake of Christ.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, we want to ask, why did Moses make such a choice?
亚伯兰山所拣选的时候呢，是因为神先说了话。
When Abraham made his choice, it's because God had first spoken to him.
根据神的话来做一个拣选。
Therefore, he made a choice according to God's word.
摩西在这里为什么做这样的拣选呢？
Then why Moses made such a choice here?
希伯来书十一章就很清楚告诉我们。
Hebrews 11 tells us, so clearly.
摩西因着信。
By faith.
因着信心的缘故。
Because of Moses' faith.
并且他里面有信心，所以他做这样一个拣选。
Moses, because he had this faith within him, so he made such a choice.
为什么摩西有这样信心呢？
And why did Moses have such a faith?
为什么他说我们没有信心？我说我们信心软弱，非常小。
Brothers and sisters, we often say we do not have faith, or my faith is so weak, so small.
摩西的信心是从哪里让他有这样的不同一个拣选呢？
Where did Moses' faith come from that he made such a different choice?
他这个拣选和世人所作为的拣选是完全不同呢？
Which is starkly different from the choice of the world.
他信心。
It's because of his faith.
他信心是从哪里而来的？
Then where did his faith come from?
我们知道摩西因着他出生的时候，因着法老要杀害希伯来人所有的小孩子。
When Moses was born, he was born at the time when Pharaoh wanted to kill all the Hebrew male children.
就他母亲把他放在一个小小篮子里面，放在那尼罗河里面流，结果就被法老女儿捡到被领养到埃及王宫里面。
Therefore, his mother put him in a basket and then let it flow in the Nile River. And Pharaoh's daughter saw it, and Moses was taken into her palace.
结果他们就把摩西的母亲呢，请到王宫里面当肉奶妈来养育他。
And also, Pharaoh's daughter brought Moses' mother into the palace to be Moses' nurse.
所以我们相信摩西的母亲在那养育摩西的时候，一定把神的心意、把以色列百姓的历史告诉摩西。
So we have reason to believe that as Moses' mother was nursing Moses, then she must have told him about the history of Israelites and God's will toward his people.
因为圣经告诉我们说，他母亲、父母也是一个有信心的人。
Because the Bible also teaches that Moses' parents are people of faith.
所以摩西从小的时候就受他母亲有一个很好属灵的教导。
Therefore, Moses was well taught spiritually by his mother since he was young.
让摩西知道他不是一个埃及人。
So Moses knew he was not an Egyptian.
他是以希伯来人。
He was a Hebrew.
他是神的选民。
He knew he's God's elect.
他是神的百姓。
He's God's people.
神应许他的列祖们是把那个迦南美地赐给以色列百姓。
And God had promised his forefathers that he would give this good land of Canaan to them.
埃及不是神所应许的地方。
Egypt was the land of promise.
所以摩西从小说，我想他母亲告诉他，这埃及不是我们该生活的一个地方。
So I believe that Moses, when he was young, his mother must have told him, Egypt is not a place to live.
我们不是属于埃及的。
We do not belong to Egypt.
我们是属神的百姓。
We are a people belonging to God.
我们该有生活地方乃是应许地迦南美地。
The place we should live should be in the land of promise.
所以我相信摩西从小时候，因着在他母亲的影响底下，他这个信心就建立起来了。
So I believe under the influence of his mother, Moses' faith was being built up since he was young.
也就是说，他信心是建立在他母亲这些话语的教导上。
We could say that Moses' faith was based upon the instruction of Moses' mother.
他明白神对他列祖的应许。
So he understood the promises.Being given to his forefathers.
他知道他作为一个希伯来人该有这个情形。
So as a Hebrew, he knew what kind of manner of life he should have.
所以等他长大的时候。
So after he grew up.
他知道这个地方他不能继续待下去了。
He knew he no longer should live in a place like this.
他必须要离开埃及的王宫。
He had to leave this Egyptian palace.
他必须要照着神对他百姓的旨意来做一个拣选。
He had to make a choice according to the will of God toward his people.
所以他在那里就放弃了埃及这一切荣耀。
Therefore, he forsook all the glory and riches in Egypt.
他宁可和神的百姓一同受苦。
He chose rather to suffer afflictions of God's people.
因这个信心，他能胜过埃及的一切诱惑吸引。
And it is by this faith of his, he was able to overcome all the temptations from Egypt.
因为他这个信心也是从神的话语而来的。
So his Moses' faith was from God's word. Because this is God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, where does our faith come from? Still, it is from God's word.
所以罗马书第十章第十七节告诉我们,
Therefore, Romans 10:17, we read, faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the word of Christ. So, brothers and sisters, we need to often hear God's word. Study God's word. While we're listening and studying God's word, His word will bring out the
faith.
So on the very day we need to make different choices, we are able to make the right choice according to His word. Make your choice according to God's will. And because of this faith, we are able to overcome the world. So brothers and sisters, we now come back to the very fundamental principle. That is, often come before the presence of God. Always have fellowship with Him. In such way, then, when we face different choices, very readily we will have the accurate choice. So Moses, as he made his choice on that day, did make him suffer loss in his flesh. However, he esteemed that reproaches of Christ were greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. And because of his faith, his value system is different. Although he could have chosen to live in Egyptian's palace, however, he understood this is just a passing pleasure of sin. But as he chose to suffer afflictions of people of God, and indeed, as we know that later on, Moses did suffer a lot in his flesh. And but this is just as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This light and momentary affliction is working for us that weighty glory far beyond all comparison. To Moses, all these afflictions were light, momentary. It's working for him a far exceeding and eternal weight of glory, which is not temporary. On that day when Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, appearing in God's kingdom, and Moses, together with Elijah, appeared in that kingdom. And this is the eternal glory that God wanted to give Moses. And this is the ultimate outcome of Moses' choice on that day. Brothers and sisters, as we face different choices, as time flies back, we have to make a decision as to the kind of choice we need to make. And we should be convinced that with the different choices, different outcome would follow. Some people, after they retire, they feel while they have their stamina with them, they should go to different places to enjoy, to lead a such a comfortable remaining life.
有的人退休以后,
and other people after they retire,
他知道以下年资已经不多了呀,
they understand that the remaining time for them is not much. They want to redeem their time. They want to take much of their time to serve God, to love Him. And these are two different choices, different ways of living.
正如过去几天在台湾有一个特别聚会,
just as in the past few days in Taiwan, there was this special conference.
从农历年初一到初四四天,
from the Lunar New Year's first day until the fourth day of January.
有的人可以 选择那几天假期带全家大小到处去游玩。
People could choose to have the whole family go out and sightseeing.
但是有另外一份人，他们愿意拣选和神的百姓一同聚在主面前。
Other people would choose to stay together with God's people.
我们知道这两种拣选带来结果也是截然是不同。
And we understand that with these two different kinds of choices, two different outcomes would appear.
用什么今天我们可以做不同的拣选？
Brothers and sisters, today we could make different kinds of choices.
我们知道神的话已经很清楚地告诉我们,
however, God's word has shown us so explicitly.
头一棵生命树上的原则的话，所带给我们就是属灵生命上的供应。
According to the first principle of the tree of life, then the outcome of our choice would bring us spiritual provision.
若是我们照第二棵树分别三个树上果实的原则的话，所带给我们就是个属灵生命的亏损。
Now, if we make our choice according to the principle of the second tree, which is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then the outcome of our choice would be the spiritual loss. And also, on that day when we come, appear before the Lord, the outcome would be different.
有一对夫妇, 他们一生在徽州做宣教工作。
There was this couple. All their life, they were missionaries in Africa.
到他们年老退休的时候，他们就准备要回到家乡去，过晚年。
When they were old, were about to retire, they got everything ready to go back to their homeland to finish their remaining life on earth.
那一天，他们坐船回到故乡的时候。
On that day, as they rowed in the boat and going back to their homeland, and it just happened, a dignitary also rowed in the same boat.
这个贵族呢,到非洲去度假,
this noble person simply went to Africa for on vacation, hunting.
那一天，他们同样坐这条船回到他们的家乡。On
that same day, they were both in the same boat and going back to their land. As the boat drew near to the harbor,
有许多人在欢迎那个贵族回来。So
many people came out to welcome this VIP.
当这对年老的传教士。 这个太太就很难过，对她丈夫说。
And this old sister of this couple felt so grieving.
她说我们一生在徽州服侍主。
She was so sorrowful, saying that all our lives we served the Lord in Africa.
到年老我们回到家的时候，
when we were old,
没一个人来欢迎我们。
When we came back to our homeland, none would come to welcome us.
她丈夫就安慰她说，
so the husband would comforted his wife.
她说因为我们还没有真正到家。
It's because we haven't really reached home yet.
因为我们还没有真正到家。
We haven't really reached home yet.
有一天他们回到天家的时候，
one day when they go back to their heavenly home,
那一天，
on that day,
我们的主耶稣要来迎接他们。
Our Lord Jesus would come to welcome them.
这位拯救他们的主，这位他们一生侍奉的主，在那里要展开他的双臂来欢迎他们回家。
The Lord who saved them, the Lord they serve all their life, would stretch out His both hands and welcome them in.
并且要对他们说，你又这又良善又忠心的仆人，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And He would say to them, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. Come in to enjoy the joy of your Lord."
弟兄姊妹，这是在地上做不同的拣选，到将来不同的结果。
Brother and sister, this shows us on earth you make different choices, and in the age to come you will see the different outcome.
感谢主，那个宣教，那个做张罗宣教士。
We thank the Lord, the husband who was a missionary.
他知道到那一天才是真正回到家。
He knew that.It's until that day that they would really reach their final home. Brothers and sisters, today on earth, as we face various choices that we have to make, what would be the outcome when you finally reach your heavenly home? Will your Lord be able to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant?
你现在已经回到家了。
You have now come home.
回到天上更美的家乡。
Come to the more excellent homeland in heaven. 进来享受
你主人一切的丰富快乐。
Come in, enjoy all the joy of and gladness of your master.
弟兄姊妹，这都是根据我们今天在地上做怎样的拣选。
Brothers and sisters, this is all based upon the kind of what kind of choice we make today as we.Are on earth.
我们知道在地上所做不同的拣选，不仅今天所过生活内容会不一样。
So we know as we choose make different choices, not only would that affect the contents of your living today.
到将来永世的里面也是不一样。
But even in eternity, that choice of yours would make a difference.
结果是不一样。
Because it would bring in different kinds of outcomes.
巴不得。主实在给我们有那个属灵的智慧。
May the Lord truly give us this spiritual wisdom.
当我们在地上过生活的时候
，As we live our life on earth,
神虽然给我们自由拣选的意志
，Although He does give us this free will to make choice,
我们可以照着我们自己喜欢的做一个拣选。
Yes, we could have made all kinds of choices according to our life.
我们可以照着神的心意再来做一个拣选。
But we also could make our choices according to His will.
神要让我们知道，到那一天的时候，那个结果是不一样的。
And God will enable us to know that on that very day, you will see the different outcomes.
我求神是恩待我们。
May God command His grace to all of us.
求神怜悯我们，是要让我们知道在地上做怎样的拣选。
And may He show His mercy to us so that we will know, to make the right kind of choice to please Him.
好像我们那一天的时候，与他面对面的时候，能够欢喜快乐迎接他的再来。
So on that day, as we see Him face to face, then we will be glad and joyous welcoming His back. And I would like to conclude my fellowship here. Brother, would you please say a closing prayer for us?
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
赐给我们宝贵的话语。
You have given His precious words to us.
教导我们如何在地上过一个拣选主道路的生活。
That you have told us how we should live our lives here on earth.
教我们能够体贴圣灵来得到这个生命和平安。
That through the Holy Spirit we can receive this peace.
愿意主的话继续在我们里面来影响我们的生活。
May your words continue to dwell in us to affect our lives.
求主继续保守我们在你的道路上面。
Please help us to.Continue on your path.
我们献上感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.